We're going to be in the book of Proverbs a lot today, especially in this 9:30 hour, but in our 11 o'clock hour as well. That wasn't planned on purpose. That's just the way this has worked out. But I want to talk about the wise person today. Last week in this hour, we talked about the fool. We looked at four Bible fools. Well, let's look at the other side of that coin. Let's talk about the wise person. The contrast between the wise person and the foolish person is the greatest theme of the book of Proverbs. And one of the several words that the book of Proverbs uses to describe or to talk of the wise person is the word prudent. We don't use the word prudent very often, but the book of Proverbs does, actually. There are a handful of words, Hebrew words, that are translated prudent in our English Bibles. The passages that we're going to look at in our study here this morning use this word arum more than any of the other Hebrew words. Well, this Hebrew word arum means shrewd or sensible. It is a word that can have a positive understanding and a negative, both. There are a handful of Bible words that are that way in the original language. It is a root word with both the positive, when it's translated as prudent, or the negative, when it's translated as someone being shrewd or crafty. The first place, interesting point, the first place this Hebrew word appears in our Bible is in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, where we read that the serpent was more crafty, arum, crafty, than any beast of the field. More crafty, more cunning, more subtle. This definition doesn't help a lot, so I turned around, literally in my office, I can turn around and I've got my Webster's Dictionary is always right behind me in my office, and I pull it out quite often. Webster's has this to say of the English word prudent: capable of exercising sound judgment in practical matters. I think that's very important. When we talk about a person who is prudent, we're not talking about someone who necessarily is a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist. We're talking about somebody in their day-to-day life makes good decisions, makes good choices, capable of exercising sound judgment in practical matters, especially as concerns one's own interest. Another part of the definition is someone who is cautious or discreet in their conduct. I like that definition. It helps us a lot. What I want us to do, I want us to take a look at the book of Proverbs and see the times that the book of Proverbs speaks of those who are prudent, and we're going to find five distinct characteristics. Five distinct characteristics of the prudent person. Number one, according to Proverbs, a person who is prudent is a person who is always learning, always looking to amass, to access, to increase their knowledge and their understanding. Proverbs 18 verse 15 says, "The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." A truly wise person understands that they don't know it all. And so they try to learn more. They try to increase their knowledge and their understanding. They're in pursuit of that for which they still lack. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel." Sometimes we have the picture of the wise person is that guru who is up on the top of the mountain by themselves. And that's not necessarily the case. The wise person is out learning and observing and acquiring more knowledge. Proverbs 4 and verse 7, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Solomon, as he writes this book to his sons, isn't saying, go out there and make money. Get all the money that you can. Buy all the property that you can. Or could you hear Solomon say, marry all the wives you can? It's not what he says. Get all the wisdom you can get. Get all the wisdom you can get. A fool has no delight in learning. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. So the fool isn't going to go out pursuing knowledge. The fool's going to go out to tell everybody what they already know, which really isn't much at all. So there's your contrast between the two. But coming back to Proverbs 18, verse 15, notice there are two body parts that are mentioned in this verse. The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Both of these body parts play a role in acquiring wisdom and understanding. The heart pursues it, and the ear collects it. And you have to have both working in conjunction, or it's not going to work at all. You have to have that desire to learn. You have to have that heart that wants it and pursues it. And you have to have that open ear that collects it. And we might ask, and why is it the ear that is specified here and the eye isn't included? Well, let's remember Proverbs, speaking a lot of times generalities, but also remember that in ancient times, a lot of the teaching that was done orally. And so if you learned anything at all, most of the time you were listening to someone else teach. And so he's telling his sons, have a heart that pursues wisdom and have an ear that is open to that knowledge. Here's another passage I thought was interesting. Proverbs 15, verse 14. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. This passage is very applicable to our time today. We are living very much in the information age, aren't we? We have information streaming into us all the time. We also have entertainment streaming into us all the time. The wise person will have his ears open to the information. The fool just wants to be entertained and feeds on foolishness. Found an interesting quote. Generally speaking, people are more ignorant and uneducated than ever before in human history, despite the accessibility of knowledge. The fool has no delight in learning, but the wise, the prudent person, seeks knowledge. Secondly, not only does the prudent person learn, but the prudent person will listen to and receive correction and rebuke. Proverbs 15, verse 5, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. Part of learning is receiving correction and rebuke. And at first, this is from one's parents, and that is the wording of this proverb, a fool despises his father's instruction. That correction, that instruction is going to come from parents first, but as life goes on and as one goes to school, as one leaves the house, they're going to receive correction and rebuke from other sources. How are they going to react to it? Proverbs often focuses on one's reaction to rebuke and correction. The constant rejection of correction and discipline identifies one as a fool. And remember, as we mentioned last week, when the Bible calls one a fool, it's not talking about their intellect, it's talking about their character. This person is stubborn and arrogant. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. A fool doesn't want to be corrected, doesn't want to hear what you think that they're doing is wrong. They're going to do it their way. But the wise heeds counsel. Proverbs 27, verse 22. One of the things I like about the book of Proverbs, it's not the easiest book in the Bible to read because, quite honestly, it seems like someone took Solomon's manuscript and put it in a blender. If you're looking for a book that is arranged topically, Proverbs is not for you. But that's part, I believe that's probably part of the Hebrew literature, the Hebrew poetry. That's probably something that appealed unto them, seeing the different things, the different themes appear in different places, perhaps. But one thing I like about Proverbs is it's got a handful of verses that are just great. And they present pictures that capture the heart and the mind. Like a couple of times, Proverbs uses the bear robbed of her cubs. Well, enough of us have been to the Smoky Mountains. We understand the danger there. You don't want to get between a mother bear and her cubs. If you do, you're dead. It's just that simple. And the Bible uses that illustration in a way that, okay, that gets your point. Look at this passage. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. A fool does not appreciate correction or rebuke, and you can literally take them and grind them, and they're not going to learn. They're not going to accept it. And I love that word picture. I just hope that's not me. I hope that's not me. A prudent person will accept rebuke and correction. They place great value on it. A prudent person doesn't resent being corrected. A prudent person appreciates it. It's a treasure to them. Proverbs 25, 11 and 12. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise rebuker to an obedient ear. Let's move on. Number three, a prudent person always thinks before speaking. Proverbs 12, verse 23, a prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. Now, this proverb specifically is dealing with the ability to keep a secret when something needs to be kept private. Proverbs 11, verse 13, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. A prudent person can be trusted to keep a secret and not open their mouth and share those things. A prudent person practices self-control to protect others, while a fool just opens their mouth and thinks nothing of the damage that they do. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. A prudent person will take time to assess the situation and determine the best way to respond. And sometimes the best way to respond may be not to respond at all. But the prudent person is going to take their time. James, here's a New Testament passage for you. James 1 verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And I love this passage from Proverbs 18, verse 13. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. There's been a few times I've been on social media and I've read some comments that somebody has made responding to something. And I read through it and I think, you don't know the whole story here. You don't know the whole story. And when you learn it, you may go back and edit this post. You may go back and delete this post, but it's right here. It's right here. How wise it would be for us to put our mouth in park and make sure we've got all the facts before we decide to even speak at all. That's what the prudent person does. I love this passage as well. It's one of my favorite passages from Proverbs. Proverbs 17, 27 and 28, he who has knowledge spares his words. And look at my chosen vocation. But he who has knowledge spares his words. A man of understanding is of calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. A fool can pass himself off as being wise if they'll just shut their mouth. Or the way this proverb is stated today, I'd rather have someone think I'm a fool than open my mouth and remove all doubt. A prudent person always thinks before they speak. And of course, connected with that, always thinks before they act. The English Standard Version of Proverbs 14, verses 15 and 16 says, "The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless." The simple or the naive believe anything and everything that they hear. They blow wherever the wind of popular opinion may take them. And when there's a place that they want to go and there's something that they want to do, it doesn't matter what others may say. It doesn't matter the warning they may get. It doesn't even matter the danger signs that appear clearly in front of them. They're going to barrel full steam ahead and do whatever it is they want to do. And they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. But that is the fool. The wisdom of the prudent is shown in their ability and their effort to understand the path that lies before them. They are cautious. A figure that we use often today is they look before they leap. They see what it is that they are getting into. A statement that I saw, I didn't write in my notes, but in essence says this: a prudent person pays up front what a fool will eventually pay in the end. A prudent person sees, okay, this is dangerous, and I'm not going to go that path, and pays that price then, whereas the fool, nah, I'm going to do it, and I'll pay whatever I need to pay later. And they pay. They definitely pay. Proverbs 13, verse 16 helps to make this point very well. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. The prudent person acts with knowledge. She's not following their heart, as we're so fond of hearing today. Oh, just follow your heart. That's not what the prudent person does. They're not going to follow their heart, their feelings, the trends of the day, speculations or pressures from other people. They're going to give due consideration to what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Because, if we think back to the first two points we've looked at, because they have sought wisdom and understanding, and because they have received correction, the prudent person can spot problems before they arise and avoid them. Every prudent man acts with knowledge. But in contrast, look at the wording here. The fool lays open his folly. As I read in doing my studying this week, a fool has no way of concealing his stupidity. They don't help themselves. They just run full speed ahead and show everybody their lack of knowledge and their lack of care for that knowledge. They lay open. Look at the text here. But a fool lays open his folly. The Hebrew word here would be a word that would be used to refer to an ancient merchant displaying his goods for everyone to see. That's why I have a picture here of that ancient marketplace. That merchant is going to spread out their goods so that everybody walking by can see everything that they have for sale and know what they have. And that's what the fool does. And the way the fool lives and the track record that the fool leaves behind him lays it open for everyone to see their stupidity. Everyone knows. But the prudent person, because they think before they act, because they look and they see what lies down the road and they avoid that danger, the prudent person shows their wisdom and their knowledge. Another New Testament passage we could very easily bring into this point is Luke chapter 14, when Jesus tells those who would be his disciples that they need to count the cost. Remember the man who's building a tower? He starts with that work. This is Luke chapter 14, verse 28. For which of you intending to build a tower does not set down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying the man began to build and was not able to finish. That unfinished foundation there is a memorial of his foolishness, because he didn't count the cost. The same thing is true with any fool today. The prudent person counts the cost, so they don't leave that monument to their foolishness for everyone to see. And let's look at one more. One more characteristic of the prudent person. The prudent person is going to control their temper. Proverbs 12, verse 16, I've got three translations here on this chart, because with this particular verse, comparing the three helps us to get the full picture of what's being discussed here. New King James Version: a fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. That last phrase there. New American Standard Version: a fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. English Standard Version: the vexation of a fool is known at once, but the prudent ignores an insult. A person's character is truly seen when they have been insulted or injured in some way. The word shame, dishonor, insult, the last word in the verse, is from a Hebrew word that literally means disgrace. And it's often linked with a public insult or a physical injury. Well, when that happens, the feelings of wrath, anger, vexation are only natural and understandable. And it's not wrong for a person who has been insulted to have these feelings. But the fool puts forth no effort to control them. Notice, a fool's wrath is known at once. There is no block. There is no door that is shut. There's no barrier there. It comes out at once. They are insulted, they blow up immediately. The prudent person is willing to constrain himself or herself and respond in the appropriate way. The prudent person does not blow up when they're provoked. They control it. They cover their turbulent emotions. They're not ignoring. And the English Standard Version here perhaps is unfortunate. Ignores an insult. That doesn't mean, oh, nothing happened. What it means is, as far as you know, nothing happened. They cover that. A prudent person is able to bring their emotions under the control of their thinking and their will. And that's what separates, one of the things that separates the wise from the fool. The prudent person does not let an insult get the best of them. So a prudent person controls their temper. What have we learned here? Let's wrap it up very quickly. The prudent person seeks to increase their understanding, accepts correction, thinks before they speak and act, and controls their temper. Two questions. Number one, do you think you could spot a prudent person? You think you could find one? Number two, are you a prudent person? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful for the book of Proverbs, and we're thankful for the wisdom that it gives to us, and it's written in such a way that we can come back to it again and again and enjoy familiar verses and learn new truths. We pray that you would help us to develop a heart that desires wisdom, that we would be willing to accept good criticism, that we would think before we speak and act, and that we would control our strong emotions. Help us to be wise and prudent servants of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.